Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed. We begin Rabbi Elazar Demila, one of the perhaps most widely learned prokim in Masechet Shabbos. Today's shir is Lulei Nishmas, Reb David Zalka Rav Tzvi Zev, my uncle whose 20th yahrzeit is today. May his neshama have an aliyah. So we start the perek Rabbi Elazar Demila. As you might have expected, we are talking about Mila, and specifically in its relationship to Shabbos, in that it overrides the Shabbos, and you do a milah bismana, important, a milah on the eighth day, meaning if a baby's born on Shabbos, so then the milah is the next Shabbos, a milah shelo bismana, but a milah that's not on time, so certainly, if for whatever reason, Rachmana Litzlan, there's some sort of health issue, or whatever delay there is, you would not do a milah, let's say, on the tenth day that falls out on Shabbos, you would wait on Sunday. But that's a short, quick introduction, and now let's dive right into it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. In lo hevi kli me'arev Shabbos, if they do not bring a utensil to the shul that they're doing the bris in, for example, and Rashi says quickly to point out what type of kli, we're talking about the knife, izemel, lamolas atinok. Okay, so if they don't bring a knife, so me'vio b'Shabbos megula, you can bring it on Shabbos megula out in the open. Rashi says b'fnei hakol, and the Gemara will explain why. And you don't have to hide the fact that you're carrying it in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Uvisakana, but in times of danger, as Rashi says, shegazru aramayim, the Romans. Made exera al amila, that you can't do a bris mila. So then mechasehu, that al pi edim. Then you have to cover it and bring it with edim, as Rashi says, what's the point of the edim? She ya'idu she'izemel shel mitzvah hu mevi v'lo yichashduhu. So that the people should testify later, I saw this guy bringing a knife to shul on Shabbos. And also two edim can come and testify and say he's an adam kosher, he wasn't mechal Shabbos, he was bringing it for a mila. The Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Korsim Eitzim Lasos Pechamim Lasos Barzel, or Kli Barzel, but let's say Barzel, you are allowed to Korsim Eitzim, even chop down wood to make coals in order to make a metal knife. If you do not have a knife, you're even allowed to chop down wood to make coals, to make a fire, to make a Barzel. This is the concept that Rashi explains called Machshire Mitzvah. You're even allowed to do the preparatory items that you need to do before you do a mitzvah, you're even allowed to do those on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha She'efshar Lasos Sami Erev Shabbos, Eino Dochez Shabbos, any Malacha that you could have done on Erev Shabbos, so that you cannot do it on Shabbos, She'efshar Lasos Erev Shabbos, if there's a Malacha that you could not have done Erev Shabbos for the Mila, like, for example, cutting the foreskin, obviously. So then, Doche is a Shabbos. Then that will be Doche Shabbos. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Agav, why do you have to bring? Let's say you don't have a knife, right? We said that that's the first thing that we said. Why can't you just bring the baby to the knife? Right? Why do you have to bring the knife to the baby? As Tosos points out on the first Tosos, so Lamaisa, Chaynos, there's a concept that we mentioned before called Chaynos Es Atzmo, that a living being carries itself. And carrying the baby in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim would probably be a Darabonon of Hotzah, as opposed to carrying the knife, which is going to be Doraisa. So Tosos here says that Lamaisa, after the Mila, the baby will need its mother, and Mestama, 8 days after giving birth, the mother is unable to travel to Shul, or wherever they're doing the Mila, and she's going to still be home. So you're going to have to carry the baby afterwards, and once the baby's been cut, so then, Rashi says, once it's a chola like that, so then it is no longer Noseis Atzmo, and therefore it'll be a Doraisa. Or Tosu says a very big Kiddush that he said, Yoser Kal Yovi HaKli Mi Yishi Yovi HaTinok, since it's much easier to bring a knife than to bring the baby, it's Mutter, which is interesting. If I'm not mistaken, Tosu elsewhere earlier in the Masechta, I forget exactly where, says that with the concept of Chai Noseis Atzmo does not apply to a baby less than, I forget how old, but a baby that's 8 days old, that concept of Chayin Noseis Atzmo does not apply yet. Okay, fine, but that's just a har over there. As the Mishnah says, we bring the knife to the baby. Okay, weiter. Ibar Lehu, the Gemara says we ask a question. Time in Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Chibubei Mitzvah, Odelma Mishum Chashda. When Rabbi Elazar says that you're allowed to bring the knife Megula, or you should bring the knife Megula, open, and proud, holding the knife out for everybody to see. Is that because we show how much we love the mitzvah, or because of chashad, because we don't want people to be concerned and think that you're carrying something else? As Rashi says, shelo yechashdu shu nosei shar chafetzov. You shouldn't think you're carrying a knife and a bunch of other stuff. So when you carry it out, you show it out, you kind of raise it up. People see that you're open with your carrying, so it mustn't be that you're not carrying anything else. So what's the concern? So the Gemara says, my nafkamina, who cares? So the nafkamina would be, lasuya mechusa al pi edim. In a case, not in a case where there's a chashad, but a case in general, right, to allow you, maybe you should be allowed to carry the knife covered, right, and hidden in your jacket, but with edim. Right, like we do in the times of chashad, right? So, iamris mishum chibuvim mitzvah. So, if you're telling me it's because you should be proud and you hold the knife out and say everybody you're proud to do the mitzvah, even though you're supposed to be mechal Shabbos, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Megula in mechusalo. So then you have to dafka carry it openly. El iamris, if you're going to tell me that mishum chashdav, that we're concerned that people will think you're carrying things, so afilu mechusa shabardame. So even covering it with edim, right? That would work out because the edim would just testify that no, the only thing he's carrying is the knife. For Amila. So the Gemara says, Mai, so what's the din? So what do we say? So Itmar, it was said, I'm Rabbi Levi, Lo'am Rabbi Elazar, El Chavuve Mitzvah. Right? So it's the first one that we're showing how much we love the Mitzvah, and therefore Yudafka should carry it out in the open, even a Mitzvah that is, right, Mechal Shabbos, because that's the din, that we're Mechal Shabbos for this great Mitzvah. Taina Behachi, we also learn, Mabraisa, Mevio Megula, Ve'eno Mevio Mechusa, the Rabbi Elazar, right? Straightforward, you bring it open and not covered. Amar of Ashi, Masnisen Nami Deka. It also works with the language, it's Meduyuk in the Mishnah. Degatani Uvashas Hashakana Mechseo Al Pe Edim. That when there's a sakana, when the goyim have been a gozer, you can't do a mila, so then you cover it with Edim, right? And it's Sakana in, Shalom Sakana Lo, implying that that's only in times of Sakana, but when there's no Sakana, then you can't do that. And Shmamina, Mishum Chavu Vimitzvah Shmamina. So you see that Rabbi Elazar's reason is the love of the mitzvah. Tanya Idach, we learned in another brisa. Meviu Megula Veinu Meviya Mechusa De Rabbi Eliezer. Again, you should bring the knife open, out in the open. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, that no hagen are you Bishas HaSakana. Sorry, one second. That is, hold on. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says name Rabbi Eliezer that I was just checking. Okay, whatever. Rabbi Yehuda says name Rabbi Eliezer that there were the minhag was b'shas sakana when there was a danger shayu mevim mechusa al pi edim that they would bring mechusa al pi edim. Rabbi Yehuda asked the question: edim tekamar ihu v'chad or delmahu v'trei? Is that two people or three people? Meaning the guy carrying the knife plus two more, or just two people in general? Tashma, I'll bring you a proof of a sakana mechaseo al pi edim. You cover it with edim. Iamris b'shlama who v'trei shapir. If you're telling me it's him plus two edim, that works out. Eli amris hu v'chad my edim. Right? If you're telling me you should bring it covered with edim, so that seems to imply two more other than himself. So the Gemara explains what could that mean if it's just him and one other person. Sheruim l'hayi b'makom acher, that you bring it with quote unquote edim, meaning a pair of edim that would be fit to testify in another case. So it can be him and somebody else, which is shaykh. Just thinking randomly, I wonder if that would mean that you couldn't have a kov. Stumma not, because you need someone to be able to testify to prove that you're not being mechal Shabbos, and the kov is kov l'davar. He's invested a little bit. All right, either way, fine. That's the Gemara does not give an answer whether you need one extra person or two extra people. The Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, as well, something else. And what did he say? Sorry, back to the Mishnah. A korsim eitzim lasos bechamim lasos kli barzel. You can do machshiri mitzvah to prepare for the milah, even cutting down trees to make fire to make an iron knife. Tana about with another brisa. Bimkomo shal Rabbi Eliezer, how you korsim eitzim lasos bechamim lasos barzel b'shabbos. Okay. They would do this. They would cut down the trees in Rabbi Eliezer's neighborhood. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how you ochlin basar of b'chalav. Fascinating. In Rabbi Yossi's neighborhood, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they would eat chicken with milk. Right? There is a Mishnah in Chulin towards the end of the Masechta. There's a machlokas between three Tanaim. Pashtus is that one opinion says basar b'chalav, meaning chicken basar. Basar of and chalav is asur midaraisa. One opinion says that it is Asur Midrabanan, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's Mutter Lagamre. So in his neighborhood, they would eat chicken with cheese. Levi Ikla Lebet Yosef Rishba. Levi went to the house of Yosef. Yosef was a Rishba, was a guy who bred chickens or bred birds. Krivule Resha de Tavsa Bechalva. And brought him the head of a Tavsa, a Tavasa, if I'm not mistaken, is a peacock, in milk. And Loachal, and Levi wouldn't eat it. Kiasa the Kameder Rebbe, when he came in front of Rebbe, so Amalei, Amailo to Shmatinu. Why didn't you put him, this guy Yosef, in Chayrim? Right? It's also to eat birds and milk. Amalei, Asrei de Yehuda ben Beserah Haba. It was Rebbe Yehuda ben Beserah's neighborhood. Ve'amina, and I said, Delma Darash Luka Rebbe Yosef Glili. Maybe here learns like Rebbe Yosef Glili. It sounds like we learned in the Mishnah, Rebbe Yosef Glili, Omer, Nemar, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela. The Pasuk says, don't eat any Nevela. Ve'nemar Lo Sevashal Gidibe Chalevi Mo. And it says right after that, don't eat, right, Basra B'chalav, a goat and its mother's milk. Es She'asr Mishim Nevela, Asr the Vashal B'chalav. Anything that's Asr because of Nevela is Asr. Because for basar b'chalav, if you use that type of meat, if kosher meat in milk, ov she'asr mishum nevela, but a bird that's asr from nevela, yachol, you might have thought he asr the basar b'chalav, you might have thought that's included in the isr of basar b'chalav. Tamalomer, therefore the pasuk says b'chalav imo, b'chalav imo, with them in the milk of its mother, yatsa ov, that excludes a bird she'ain lo chalav aim, right, does not eat, right, does not nurse from the mother. So that would exclude, according to Rabbi Yosef, that excludes birds from the Isser of Basar B'chalav. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, fine. Meaning that's why he didn't put Levi in Chayrim, because it could be that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah held like Rabbi Yossi. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Ir Achas Haisa Be'eretz Yisrael Shayu Osin K'Rabbi Eliezer. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael that would do like Rabbi Eliezer, like the Shitas and the brought forth in his Mishnah, Fayu Mason Bismanam, and they would die on time, meaning not beforehand, as big tron's bracha. Below Odin, not only that, El Shapam Achas Gazra Malchus Harisha Gzera Al Yisrael Al Amila. Once there was a great Gzera on Am Yisrael not to do Bris Mila, but for whatever reason, Bal Osa Irlo Gazra. And on that city, which was Mechabed, again, it was Mechabed the mitzvah of Mila by showing the knife in public and showing everybody how much they love the mitzvah. So somehow, miraculously, coincidentally, the Gzera did not apply to that city. Okay, fine. Tani Rav Dina Braisa, Rav Shem B'Gamliel Omer, Kol Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleihem B'Simcha, Kigon Mila, any mitzvah that was accepted B'Simcha, like Mila, Dechtiv, as Pazuk says, Sosan Amchi Alim Rasecha, Kamot Yishalol Rav, so, Adayin Osin Osa B'Simcha, we still nowadays do it in tremendous Simcha, V'Kol Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleihem B'Ketata, and any mitzvah that was accepted upon ourselves with kind of like a Ketata, like a fight, or like a despondency, or grumbling, so Kigon Arayos, like the Isser Arayos, Dechtiv, as Pazuk says, Vayishma Moshe Sa'am Bochel Mishpichosav. Moshe heard the people crying to their families. Right? That Pazuk is after the Nunim Afuchim in Ba'aloscha. First you have the Chet of the Misonanim, people who complained. You have the Asaf Sufa Shir B'Kirbu Esavu Ta'avav, they complained for meat. And when they're crying about the meat in the months, the Pasuk here says that Moshe heard the nation crying to their families. And the Gemara learns out, Al iske mishpachosava, they were crying about the dealings of their families. Rashi says, Shenasar lahem krovos, because they were at that point, or I guess in their learning, in their Torah learning career, they had learned just then that they were usher to marry their krovim. And so they were found out about Arias, so, you know, and about marriage, and they were very upset about this. Apparently, right back in the day, Chazal say that there used to be a greater taiva for krovim, and it was removed. So, but either way, now that they when they found out about the halacha, it was accepted b'ketata. So osin osa b'ketata now adayin osin b'ketata. That's still nowadays. You have marriages are done b'ketata with unfortunately with fighting and stuff. The lucky ksuba, the lower rumble ba tikra, because there is no ksuba, there is no marriage document that does not have some sort of argument about it. Okay, mitzvah shlo aleinu. Tani v'le din abraisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer kol mitzvah shemasu Yisrael atzman aleinu lemisa b'shas geres hamalchus. Any mitzvah that Am Yisrael gave their life over in the time when it was decreed by the king that they shouldn't do it, kigon avodah zarah, avodas kochavim, or mila, just like mila or avodah zarah, adayin he mischaz muchzeket b'yadam, is still strong in our hands. The whole mitzvah, right, Am Yisrael nowadays, mila obviously very prevalent even amongst non-religious chevra, avodah zara, obviously not prevalent amongst Am Yisrael nowadays. V'chol mitzvah shalom asur Yisrael atzman alei l'misa, and any mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael did not give themselves over for misa, b'shas k'seres ha-malchus, could go in tefillin, when people did not die because of tefillin, adayim hi marupa b'yodam. For whatever reason, it's still a little, Rashi says rafia. Rafia is like a little bit, kind of weak. Not as strong in our hands. Dam Rabbi Yannai tefillin tzrichin guf naki, because Rabbi Yannai says that tefillin requires guf naki. You have to keep yourself to a clean body by not passing gas, etc., etc. Ke Elisha ba'kanafayim, just like Elisha ba'kanafayim. This is a story we had earlier in the Masechta, but the Gemara is going to go through it again. Ma'hi, what was that story? Amar Rabbi Shalei Afiach ba'hem. Oh, sorry. First of all, what do you mean about keeping a guf naki? So, Ba'hi says that you shouldn't pass gas in them, and Rav Omar Shal Yishan ba'hem, that you shouldn't sleep in them. Okay. Well, Mike, right, that's why if a person ever gets up early, goes to Shacharis, and finds himself dozing off, So if you had a rough night or whatever it is, so you should take off your tefillin, because you're really not supposed to sleep when you're wearing a tefillin. Okay, either way. Why they call him Elisha Balkanafayim? Again, the same story we've had before. Shapam Achas, Gazra Malchus, Arisha, Gzera, Al Yisrael. Shkol Maniach, Tefillin, Arosho, Yikaru Es Mocho. Anybody who puts tefillin on his head, the Malchus decreed that they will get a spear in the forehead. And Elisha did that. He went out to the marketplace. And one officer saw him. He ran after him. When he came to him, then at that point, Elisha Balkanafayim took his tefillin off and held them in his hand. The officer said to him, what's in your hand? I have dove wings. Sure enough, he opened his hands, and because he was so scrupulous in the mitzvah, there was a nace, they turned into doves, right? Dove wings. That's why they called them Elisha Balkanafayim. So Kumar says, Maishna Kanfayona, why did he pick Davka, a bird? Why wings of a bird? What is that significant? Cut it short a little bit. Why didn't he pick another bird? Because Am Yisrael is compared to a Yona. Just like a dove's wings protect it, so Af Yisrael mitzvos maginus aleihem, so too Am Yisrael, its mitzvos protect it. As Rashi says, what do you mean the dove's bird wings protect it? So Rashi says over here, Eino nilchemes bechartomeha ela v'knafeha. Right, for whatever reason, I'm not sure, but a dove apparently fights with its wings instead of, I guess, its beak or its claws or whatever, probably its claws, but fights with its wings instead. Okay, fine. The idea, again, is move on. It's understood that Am Yisrael's mitzvos protected and not anything physical. Am Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Adam Rabbi Yitzchak Pamachas Shachu Velo Hiviu Izemo Me'erev Shabbos. Once we forgot to bring a knife in Erev Shabbos, they Hiviu B'Shabbos Derech Gagos V'Derech Hatzeros, and they brought it on Shabbos through roofs and courtyards, and that's obviously in terms of Derabonans. Hotzah Derabonans instead of Hotzah Derais, not through the Shisur Rabim. Shalom Birtzon Rabbi Eliezer, not like how Rabbi Eliezer wanted them to do it. The Gemara says, one second, Maskev la Rav Yosef. Shelo b'tzon Rabbi Eliezer, what, it wasn't with Rabbi Eliezer's kind of wishes? Adrava, the opposite is true. Rabbi Eliezer, who the shari? Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says you can bring the knife. B'chitim de lo b'rotzon Eliezer, the shari afilu b'shis Rabim. If you tell me that line is going on, the fact that they brought it through courtyards and such, because Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to do it even through b'shis Rabim, what, you tell me they did it according to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan asru derech rishis harabim v'sharu derech gagos derech hatzeros v'karpefios. Right, are you telling me, it's a rhetorical question, are you telling me that the Rabbanan said it's asru for you to carry the knife through the rishis harabim, but it's mutter to go through these hatzeros, etc.? No, mishari, that's not mutter. According to the Rabbanan. V'atanya will end in a brisa. K'shem she'in mevino so derech rishis harabim, k'ach ein mevino so lo derech gagos, lo derech karpefios, lo derech hatzeros. We're not allowed to bring the knife through any of these Derabanan areas. Elam Ravashi, what does it mean? Shalom Baratzon Rabbi Eliezer, Umach Lakosov. meaning that that Shita is neither like Rabbi Eliezer or the ones who argue on him, i.e. the Rabbanan. Again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to bring the knife to Rishus HaRabim. According to the Rabbanan, we're recording right here, you're not allowed to bring the knife at all. Forget the Chatzeros and the Karpathios. The Karpath, by the way, just to mention, is like a small area that is uninhabited. Right? It's not a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. It's a Rishus... I forget exactly what category falls under. It's a Carmelis. But I don't want to promise. It's not Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. It's not Rishus HaYachid. Either way, it's not much of a carry through. Fine. Again, Midr Rabbanan. So meaning, Rav Ashi says, what does it mean? They did it not according to like Rabbi Eliezer and not according to the people who argue on it. Ela Baratzim Rabbi Shimon. Really, they did it through the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. It's not. This Shita, again, is the beginning of Erevin, which we'll get to. It's a Shabbat. Hard to believe that Shabbos, less than a month left to Shabbos. Echad Gagos, Vechad Karpevios, Vechad Chatzeros, Kulin Rishus, Echad Hein Lekelim, Sheshavsu Besochon. All of those areas are considered one Rishus for Kalim that spent, literally means spend Shabbos in them. Meaning, if you had a knife in a chatzer, yeah, if you were in, well, let's start at this one. If you had something in Rishus HaRabim, right, you left, I don't know, a ball in Rishus HaRabim, can you carry Dalet Amos on Shabbos without a Nerev? No, of course not. What about a ball in a chatzer? So in the chatzer, and in this case, the specific case is a knife, the knife in the chatzer without an Eruv is still mutter to be carried, according to Rabbi Shimon, in that chatzer itself. Right? So basically the case is where you would take the knife was in the chatzer or whatever, where you're doing the Mila, so you can, but it's not close. So you can bring it, it's a big chatzer, big courtyard, big whatever, big roof, whatever it is. On top of whatever. So it's a place where you can carry if the item is found there already, and that's the case that we're talking about. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Sorry, I stopped a little early. Valola kelim sheshav su besoch habayis, but you're not allowed to bring kelim that are spending Shabbos inside the house. You're not. That's already going to be hotza midrabanan. Ba'al minei Rabbi Zera mi Rabbi Asi. Mavui shelo nishtat fubo. A mavui, an alleyway that does not have a shituf, a shtufe mevos. Basically, a shtufe mevos, we've mentioned a couple times, that basically back in the day, they used to have the following setup in terms of the way their houses were constructed. Let's say you'd have, just for simplicity's sake, let's say you had four houses that whose entrances face the same way. Those houses, meaning two on each side, both doors facing each other. Those houses go into chatzeros, into courtyards, and then in the middle is like an alleyway. And that alleyway, right, it will lead into Rishus HaRabim. So if you're going from your house into Rishus HaRabim, you'd first walk into your chatzer, then you get into the mavui, and then you'd walk out to Rishus HaRabim. So to carry and walk through the mavui, right, to carry into the chatzer, you needed what's called an Erev Chatzeros. And the same idea, basically, is called to carry into the alleyway. You would need what's called a shtufe mevo. So if you have a mavui that's shalo nishtat fubo, if you, for whatever reason, didn't put, let's just use the vernacular, you didn't put an eruv for the mavui, for the alleyway, so ma l'taltal bekulo, are you allowed to carry in it? Right, implying dalet amos. Are you allowed to carry something inside of it? One second, let's check this out. Fine. So mi amrinan kechatzer dami. Do we say that it's like a chatzer and ma chatzer afagav delo eruv multo talta bakulo? Even though a chatzer does not have an eruv, you're allowed to carry inside of it. Meaning, if the item is already inside of it, so you're allowed to carry the item inside. And so too by a mavui and hai nami afagav delo nishtat fubo multo talta bakulo. And so too by this mavui, if there's no eruv in the mavui, so you're allowed to take an item that was at one end of the mavui and bring it to the other end of the mavui, as long as you don't cross rishuyos. O dilma, or maybe lo dami lechatzer, the chatzer is le dala mechitzos, and high less le dala mechitzos. Or maybe it's not like a chatzer, because a chatzer has four walls, and it's enclosed completely. A mavui has, you know, two or three walls, and ends up, the other side, leads into Rishus HaRabim. So it could be that it's not like a chatzer at all, and it's more dangerous to carry something in there. Inami, or another difference between a chatzer and a mavui, chatzer is le diurim, and high less le diurim. Then the chatzer has people who live there, meaning it technically belongs to a Rishus HaYachid person, and people live there and whatever, but an alleyway is not like that. So Shasig Volo Amarle. So Rabbi Asi didn't say anything. So Zit didn't answer him. Zimnin Ashkechad Yasevika Amar. Later he found, Rabbi Zera found Rabbi Asi learning Teire, and he said, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Anasi, Pam Achas, Shachu, Velo, Eviu, Izemo, Erev Shabbos. Once they didn't have a knife on Erev Shabbos, they viewed Bishabbos, and they brought it on Shabbos. Vaya Davar Kosher Lachachamim, and it was very difficult, according to the Chachamim Shita. Heyach Manichim Divri Chachamim, Veosim Karebi Eliezer. How could you just throw away the Chachamim Shita and hold that Karebi Eliezer? Chada, first of all, the Rabbi Eliezer Shmutihu. The Rabbi Eliezer, based on that story in the Gemara in Bava Metzia with the oven and all the miracles and stuff like that. So Rabbi Eliezer was in Cheret. So Ode, and another reason, Yochiv Rabbim, Malach Rabbim, the Halacha, right? When you have one versus many, the Halacha is like the masses. So Rabbi Yoshia, and Rabbi Yoshia said, She'ilis is Rabbi Yehuda HaGozer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda the Moel, Amar Li, and he said to me, Mabai Shlon Ishtatfu Bohu. No, it was a case where they had a Mavoi that was did not have an Eruv. Vaisu Mehai Reisha Lahai Reisha. They brought it from one end to the other. So apparently you see that it's considered to be a Chotzer, and you're allowed to carry through a Mavoi that does not have an Eruv from one end to the next, as long as you're not going from one Rishos to the other. So Amar Li, so Rabbi Zeir said to Ravasi, Svir Lamar, you must hold Mavui Shlonish Tat Fum Mutri Latata Bakulo. Apparently you hold that you can carry in this Mavui. Famarlay in. And he said, yep, that's true. Famarlay, oh, Ivazimnin Boy Minach Vulo Martili, Hachi. But I asked you previously, and you didn't say anything. Dilma Agav Shitavcha Rait Lacha Gamracha. Maybe it's because, for whatever reason, your learning came back to you. Amar lei in agav shitva ria tali gamri. Yes, because I ended up chazring, and I guess the Gemara and the learning came back to me. At the time I didn't answer you, I didn't know the answer to your question. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabosei shkoy gadol, and we'll go weiter in this exciting perek tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.